Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. ISRO to launch United States AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communications satellite from Sriharikota this morning. RBI to infuse 3 trillion rupees liquidity in the banking system through open market operations and forex swap to ease liquidity conditions. Commission for Air Quality Management issues show cause notices for environmental violation to 6 thermal power plants to curb pollution in the National Capital Region. Trump administration changes US H-1B work visa process, replacing lottery system with wage and skill-based selection. Government launches comprehensive internship policy to build next generation of sports professionals. And in women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in second T20 international to take 2-0 lead in 5-match series. And now the news in detail. India is set for another important space mission as Indian Space Research Organization ISRO, through its commercial arm, New Space India Limited, prepares to launch United States AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communications satellite from Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh at 8:55 this morning. Our correspondent has the details.
ISRO's heavy lift launch vehicle LVN3 will place the Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite into low Earth orbit. This will be the 6th operational flight of LVN3, highlighting ISRO's proven and reliable launch capability. The mission is notable as Bluebird Block 2 is the largest commercial communication satellite deployed in low Earth orbit. It is also the heaviest payload launched by LVN3 from Indian soil. Bluebird Block 2 belongs to AST Space Mobile of the United States. The satellite is part of a global LEO constellation. With ISRO's support, the system will enable direct-to-mobile connectivity, providing 4G and 5G calls, messages, video and data services worldwide. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
Defence Research and Development Organisation has successfully completed the user evaluation trials of next-generation Akash missile, Akash NG system. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said that during the trials, the missiles successfully intercepted aerial targets at different range and altitude, including the near boundary low altitude and long range high altitude scenarios. Akash NG is a potent system for ensuring air defense against different types of aerial threats. It is equipped with indigenous radio frequency seeker and propelled by solid rocket motor. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has said that India has been re-elected to the International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO Council, with one of the highest mandates. In a social media post, the minister said that Indian aviation has earned significant global recognition under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Naidu informed that he undertook a review of India's support to ICAO's No Country Left Behind initiative yesterday. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has informed that in the last 1 week, he held meetings with teams from new airlines aspiring to take wings in Indian skies. These airlines include Shankh Air, Al Hind Air and Fly Express. In a social media post, the minister further informed that these airlines have already received NOC from the ministry. The Reserve Bank of India has announced a fresh set of measures to ease tight liquidity conditions in the banking system. It has unveiled a plan to inject nearly 3 trillion rupees over the coming weeks through a combination of open market operations and a foreign exchange swap. Under the proposed plan, the central bank will purchase government securities worth 2 trillion rupees through open market operations.
After a review of current liquidity and financial conditions, the RBI has decided that government security purchases will be conducted in 4 tranches of 50,000 crore rupees each, which will be held on 29th December 2025, 5th of January 2026, 12th of January 2026, and 22nd of January 2026. The dollar rupee swap auction will be held on 13th January 2026. The Reserve Bank has said it would continue to monitor evolving liquidity and market conditions and take measures as appropriate to ensure orderly liquidity conditions. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
In a bid to curb pollution, the Commission for Air Quality Management in the National Capital Region and adjoining areas has issued show cause notices to 6 thermal power plants within 300 kilometers radius of Delhi. These have been issued for non-compliance of biomass co-firing norms notified under the Environment Utilization of Crop Residue by Thermal Power Plants Rules 2023. More from our correspondent.
The statutory provisions under the rules were notified with the objective of promoting ex situ management of paddy straw, reducing incidence of stubble burning, and mitigating air pollution in NCR and adjoining areas. The compliance status of these power plants has found to be unsatisfactory during the previous financial year, with biomass co-firing levels remaining well below the mandated thresholds of more than 3-5% according to the material. The total environmental compensation proposed for all 6 thermal power plants amounts to more than 61 crore. The Commission directed the concerned thermal power plants to submit their written explanations within 15 days from the date of issue of the show cause notices. It added that failure to comply will result in strict action. With Adarsh Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Panchkula today to take part in a series of official programs covering a conference on the cooperative sector and Haryana Police passing out parade. He will also unveil the statue of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. To create awareness among the people about the Viksit Bharat Employment and Livelihood Guarantee Mission Grameen, Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji, special Gram Sabhas will be organized in Chhattisgarh. Under this initiative, special Gram Sabhas will be held today on the occasion of National Pesa Day or Panchayat Extension to Scheduled Areas in villages of scheduled areas, while in the remaining Gram Panchayats, these special Gram Sabhas will be organized on the 26th of December. During these Gram Sabhas, discussions will be held on the provisions of the G. Ramji Act, the Enhanced Employment Guarantee and the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In United States, Trump administration has announced sweeping changes to the H-1B work visa selection process, replacing the long-standing random lottery with a weighted system that prioritizes higher-skilled and higher-paid foreign workers. Department of Homeland Security said the move is aimed at better protecting the wages, working conditions, and job opportunities of American workers while strengthening the integrity of the H-1B non-immigrant visa program. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services spokesman Matthew Tragesser said the existing random selection process of H-1B registrations was exploited and abused by U.S. employers who were primarily seeking to import foreign workers at lower wages than they would pay American workers. Under the new regulation, H-1B visas will no longer be awarded through a purely random draw, as has been the practice over the past two decades. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Expression, Irene Khan, has warned that a climate of entrenched impunity is fueling mob violence in Bangladesh. We have more from a correspondent.
UN Special Rapporteur Irene Khan has warned that the freedom of expression in Bangladesh is under sustained attack from both state and non-state actors. Citing United Nations data, she said that since August 5, 2024, hundreds of journalists have been arrested on politically motivated charges, many subjected to arbitrary detention and several killed. Khan accused the interim government of fostering a culture of impunity where threats and violent attacks against journalists, artists and civil society actors continue without accountability. However, observers have noted that while highlighting attacks on media and cultural institutions, Khan's statement did not reference the very recent incident of mob lynching of Hindu youth Dipu Chandra Das in Manmohan Singh over allegation of blasphemy. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Still with Bangladesh, at least 5 people were shot dead and more than 10 others injured in violent clashes between two rival groups over control of charred land in Noakhali's Hatia Upzila yesterday. Police said the violence erupted on Jaglar Char, a newly emerged island in the Meghna River, where a long-running dispute between the Kopa Shamsu alias Shamsuddin group and the Alauddin group escalated into repeated clashes and exchanges of gunfire. Libya's army chief of staff, Mohammed Ali Ahmed al-Haddad, and four others were killed in an air crash near Turkey's capital city, Ankara. Libya's Prime Minister, Abdul Hamid Dbeiba, termed it a tragic accident, stating that the crash happened yesterday while the officials were returning from a visit to Turkey. Back home, the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has launched a comprehensive internship policy aimed at creating a structured, large-scale platform for nurturing young talent and strengthening the country's sports ecosystem. The ministry said the initiative will provide meaningful internship opportunities to college and university students across the ministry and its autonomous bodies, offering them first-hand exposure to sports governance, administration and allied professional domains. The initiative aims to build a robust talent pipeline in sports governance, administration, sports science, anti-doping, event management and athlete support services. And in sports, in women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series in Vishakhapatnam last night. Chasing the target of 129 runs set by Sri Lanka, India reached the target in 11.5 overs. For India, Shefali Verma scored a blistering unbeaten 69 runs off 34 balls. With this win, India is leading the 5-match series 2-0. In chess, Indian Grandmasters R. Pragya Anand and Anish Giri's Alpine SG Pipers clinched the Global Chess League 2025 Season 3 title, beating defending champions Triveni Continental Kings in the finals in Mumbai yesterday. Cold wave conditions along with dense fog continue to intensify across Madhya Pradesh. Our correspondent reports that several districts in the state are experiencing severe cold.
According to the Meteorological Center Bhopal, cold day conditions were reported in Rewa, Naugaon and Damoh districts during the last 24 hours. Pachmadi remained the coldest place in the state with the minimum temperature dropping to 4.2 degrees Celsius, while Kalyanpur in Shahdol district recorded a minimum temperature of 4.6 degrees Celsius. Very dense fog was observed in Datia, Rewa and Satna districts, leading to the poor visibility. The weather department said that the minimum temperature may fall further by 1 or 2 degrees Celsius in the coming days. With the report of Vipin Mishra, Abhishek Katyar, Akashwani Bhopal.
The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh today. It also predicted dense fog conditions over northeast India, including Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Uttarakhand. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have referred to the first phase of roll revision exercise completed by the Election Commission. Hindustan Times writes, draft rolls for 3 states, 1 union territory released after SIR. India-Bangladesh summon envoys as protest on both sides test ties, says the Indian Express. Reaffirming its role as the island nation's first responder, India announces relief package to help cyclone-hit Lanka rebuild itself, cites the Tribune. The Statesman says NTA to introduce facial biometric checks, live photography across entrance exams from 2026. Dailies have also noted the passing away of celebrated writer Gyanpith Awardee Vinod Kumar Shukla. A Financial Express headline says Indians up, global markets, investments rise 54%. And finally, cash transfer schemes for women have gone from 1 to 15 states in 5 years, becoming the fastest growing welfare promise, reshaping household power and state finances, reports the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO to launch United States AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communication satellite from Sriharikota this morning. RBI to infuse 3 trillion rupees liquidity in the banking system through open market operations and forex swap to ease liquidity conditions. Commission for Air Quality Management issues show cause notices for environmental violation to 6 thermal power plants to curb pollution in the National Capital Region. Trump administration changes U.S. H-1B work visa process, replacing lottery system with wage and skill-based selection. Government launches comprehensive internship policy to build next generation of sports professionals. And in women's cricket, India beats Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in second T20 international to take 2-0 lead in 5-match series. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.